It's lunchtime at New Franklin School. More than 100 middle schoolers stand in line waiting for their blue tray. On it, double the fruits and vegetables they got last year. Superintendent David Haggard says as a result, he sees food being thrown away without being touched.
There's still a lot of food being wasted. It's kind of shocking to see how much food is being thrown away.
In addition to more fruits and veggies, the new regulations cap middle school lunches at 700 calories, the same as elementary schools. Stephanie Jennings is the nutrition director for Southern Boone School District. She says that's changing the way students approach lunch.
Middle school entrees are actually the same size as the kindergartners. We have middle schoolers that are hungry. We have growing boys in our middle school that go through the lines at least a second time.
It's forcing districts to get creative. Jennings says in Southern Boone, students can put uneaten food, like whole apples and oranges, into share baskets for their classmates to take freely.
Obviously, if they're hungry, I want them to eat it. But if they're only getting it because they had to, that gives them an opportunity to give it to somebody else too.
Columbia Public Schools is cooking more from scratch. Lena Fulham is in charge of nutrition for the district. She says this year, for the first time, food prep is done outside the cafeterias in small, centralized kitchens.
They're going to create all the meals, quality meals, for all the other kitchens so that we can control cost and we can control quality and we can concentrate our cook talent.
Columbia second grader Justin Goolsby says he loves to eat fruit, but only puts vegetables on his tray because he has to.
They taste yucky, they taste nasty, they taste terrible. I don't even like the way that they smell.
Fulham says an original idea was to trick kids by disguising the fruits and vegetables in the meals.
Chefs and good cooks know how to create a dish that you will eat orange fruits and vegetables. You know, it doesn't have to be a pumpkin wedge in order to get inside you and do what it needs to do. I believe, in fact, a pumpkin wedge is not going to get inside children, but a pumpkin souffle will.
But USDA regulations require all produce to be readily recognizable, so no sneaking them in souffles. The district hired chef Brad Faith to make food appear more appetizing to the students.
As the government tells you, limit the amount of fat, limit the amount of sodium that's going into products. That forces us to find other ways to make food flavorful.
Back at Southern Boone, Jennings says schools and parents need to communicate with kids about the importance of making healthy choices.
That's the most important thing, is for the kids to eat and like it. Eat it and like it. And, you know, it can look pretty. And we can spend a lot of money on food. But if they're not going to eat it, we're wasting our time.
The new regulations are part of a 10-year plan designed to make meals a little healthier over time. By next October, the regulations will apply to breakfast. With producers Kirsten Winrow and Chelsea Stewart, Kelsey Kupfer, KBIA News.